it wouldn't go earlier.
Just had to turn it off and back on again.
Apparently.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that how it works?
Have you tried
for calling the IT department?
Have doing it correctly?
Oh. No, no, God, no. Why would we do that?
Well, Jenna.
Yes.
Why are you on your Chromebook?
This is the biggest fuck you that I can ever think of, and that was brilliantly done. You goddamn
no,
asshole.
No, no, no. I can think of a better one.
Oh. Fuck.
One is greetings, Apropossi, and buckle up for the sex. Apropossi
podcast. With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
With very special guest.
I'm Droid, or Jeff.
Yay!
We're Droid.
Droid Jeff.
Droid Jeff. Jeff Droid.
Hi.
Yeah.
Droid.
Yes, exactly.
Yay!
Anyway.
Be here. Thank you.
Yeah. Super excited. We've been threatening Droid for about a month and change now to have them on. So.
All right. So now that we all know that people are listening, Jenna, tell us all about your embarrassing experiences.
Jesus fucking Christ. I hate you guys so much. You assholes. Okay. So I had told Jeff Droid that we would meet up in the chat at like 7:45 in Discord, and I would just be like, hey buddy, how's it going, you know, making sure that all the being a good host, right? I think so. So I go to start up my computer at 7:30, and it's like, hey, I need to install some updates. And I was like, okay, why don't you go ahead and do that, buddy. So then it was, updating, and then it was updating, and then it was updating, and it was updating for about half an hour-ish, I think, like, and I'd messaged on the phone app. I was like, hey, gonna miss 7:45. My computer's running updates. Be with you when I can. And then by 8 o'clock, I'm like, I'm gonna chuck my computer out a window. So then everything updated. Everything's good. 8 o'clock, pretty much on the dot. And I go to log in and it says, fuck you, no. And I was like, what? No, this is my password. And it was like, no, it's not. And I was like, okay, well, what about this one? Nope. What about this one? Nope. What about this one? I didn't lock myself out of, like, I don't have a password lockout, lockout thing.
Yeah.
But I tried, like, every variation of everything I could think of. And I was like, well, fuck me. Hey, that's why I made a backup account, a secondary account. So if I can't get into my primary account, I'm going to get into my secondary account and it's not going to be an issue. Like, this is what planning ahead is for, right?
Of course.
Can't get
yeah.
into that one either.
I can't answer that question because I don't do it.
So I couldn't get into my backup. I couldn't get into my main account. The only other account on our profile account on this is my daughter's from when we lived together over a year ago. And so I messaged my daughter and I'm like, please, dear God in heaven, tell me you remember your password. And she was like, I have a password. She gave me a couple of things to try. Nothing doing. I'm like, well, guess I'm going to hop on Discord on my Chromebook, which is probably laggy and not helpful in certain ways and whatever. But I got a new headset, so I don't sound like I'm on an airplane anymore.
I was going to compliment you. That headset looks cozy as fuck.
Yeah, that's comfy.
It's just big enough to go around my ears, so it's not fucking with my ears, which is the problem I have with smaller headsets.
Yeah.
I paid good money to not sound like an airline assistant. So, you know.
And ironically, it looks like you are about to pilot an airliner.
I know.
I was gonna say.
I know. I also feel like I should be playing way more airplane shooter games. Like,
yeah, just like, if you don't drop like three or four niners during this podcast episode, yeah. I think it's a failure from the
I don't even remember what niner does. Is that like I understand? Was that what that was?
It's just nine.
Whenever you say the number nine, you say niner because it's a pilot thing.
Oh,
did you? Did I catch a
Delta niner?
God damn it.
Unit 92. Yep.
Okay, James. All right. So anyway.
What are we drinking?
Hey. Yeah. No, that's we've embarrassed Jenna. Let's drink.
I'm honestly surprised it took this long.
I didn't want to interrupt this beautiful moment.
No, yeah.
Fuck off. I hate you so much.
Well, I believe I've been coached and trained not to interrupt Jenna when she's talking as much as possible.
I, on the other hand, have no such qualms.
Hey, Salsa, remember the 500th episode when you couldn't hear me and you were the only one who couldn't hear me? And I had been talking for a half an hour and you were like, hey, guys, so what's the deal with Jenna? Like, and everybody else is like, we've been talking. She's been talking like for the past half an hour.
Yep. And I've just been interrupting the fuck out of her the whole
entire goddamn
time.
None
of us knew that there was a problem.
Because that's just what's
fun. That's over also, right. Yep.
Yep.
Fuck.
So what are we drinking? I'm drinking a mimosa. I would call it a fomosa, but the champagne is real. Or it's like, it's alcoholic anyway. But the orange juice is questionable.
Oh, is there any ice cubes in it?
No.
So it's straight up. So call it a Formosa straight.
Mmm.
Okay. Well, then that's what I'm drinking. And okay. I'm going to have so much of this tonight because this computer is going to get chucked out a goddamn motherfucking window.
Yeah, just so all of our listeners know what's going on here, every so often Jenna has lag,
mm-hmm.
but it's not always. Sometimes she's right on, and sometimes there's like a second lag, so it's anyone's guess.
I'm really trying to figure out how to use this to fuck with you guys. I'll come back to you on it.
It will.
It's already, shit's already kicking in.
Good.
I'm drinking a Pipeworks Brewing Co. S'more Money, S'more Problems. It's an imperial stout with graham cracker, cinnamon, cacao nibs, lactose, vanilla, and other natural marshmallow flavor.
That sounds like it would be delicious, except for marshmallows. Okay, those are cute.
It sounds like it would be very sweet.
This guy's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. How is it?
We're about to find out.
Oh, okay.
Jeff Droid said it sounded like it was going to be really sweet. I want to know.
It is. It's sweet, but not like it's going to glue me shut sweet. Just like...
Well, there's enough bittering agents in there as well. The cacao nibs have a bitterness to them, and the hops are going to be bitter, so...
Yeah. If only we knew anybody on this podcast who experiences the bitterness of hops.
Right now, especially I'm just experiencing my own bitterness at the world.
or anyone who has brewed many dessert beers.
That, yeah.
I am drinking a concoction of my own devising.
Oh, God.
Because I wanted to be gentle with my throat.
Fair enough.
And so I was like, I'm going to take some of my homemade Applejack, and I'm going to take some Sailor Jerry Spice Rum, and I'm just going to put those together in roughly equal proportions. And it was a bit syrupy and bitter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I threw in some Sprite
to
liven it up a bit.
Huh.
All right.
And that seems to be doing the trick.
Do you have a name for this?
I have no name for it whatsoever. But it is kind of apple-y and slightly rummy. So, I don't know.
All right. I mean, I just would have taken your Applejack, but...
Yeah. The only problem with doing that is then I'm just using all of my Applejack up.
Well, that's also a very fair point.
What is Applejack? I'm assuming it's a booze, but I've heard that.
Yes.
I feel like I've actually asked that in your Discord.
Applejack is distilled cider.
Distilled cider?
Yeah, like basically.
Like apple cider that's been distilled, and so it's alcoholic?
Like alcoholic cider.
Oh, okay.
So it's alcoholic cider that's been just basically the water has been removed from cider, and so it's the apple and the alcohol in more concentrated, you know, so it's more like an apple liqueur than a watery beverage.
Like, yeah, different than like, what are those, the Hard Orchard or whatever?
Yeah, basically take an Angry Orchard and remove about 70% water. And what you've got left is just concentrated alcohol and tannins and apple flavor, and it's about 60 proof or so, and that's Applejack.
Oh, cool! Nice. Yeah. That sounds fun. And I'm assuming it just tastes like nothing more than apples.
It tastes like apples and bliss.
Yeah, honestly, actually, it is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I'd make my own, but I'm too lazy, especially when Salsa makes it.
It is hard to brew alcohol correctly. Like, it's not hard to brew alcohol. It's hard to brew alcohol that's palatable.
Yes.
Like, I can make alcohol in, like, 3 days in my closet. And I can drink it. I just don't want to.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's the wonderful thing about beer is that's why they're... So beer has things like hops and things in it is to cover a lot of the flavors of things, you know, that's like, as they were developing, inventing beer, they were just like, okay, some of these things taste, well, let's put some more hops in there.
You heard it here, Jenna. They never needed to put hops in at all.
I mean, they did, because hops is also a preservative.
So then that reminds me of like bathtub gins and things like that, where a lot of the cocktails that we know that have simple syrup and fruit and everything like that, all of that stuff was added because bathtub gin tasted like fusel oil.
Yep, it was awful.
Yeah.
See, I also don't like gin. Like, what is it with your beers and your gins, goddammit? Anyway, hey, Jeff Droid, what are you drinking?
I like a Bloody Margaret.
I'm drinking something that claims to be local to Arizona, I think. Flagstaff, Arizona. I'm in Arizona, by the way. So we're in a craft beer surge. I got a 4-pack of this. This 4-packs are a new thing. Mother Road, here, I should do this with my get free beer voice. Mother Road Brewing Co., Tower Station, India Pale Ale, 7.3%, and brewed in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Mm. Very well done.
Nice.
Thank you.
Smooth, man.
That's why you were in.
Yeah. Are you an IPA guy or is this,
you know,
just
a. So the thing is I do tend to gravitate towards IPAs, and there's many, many IPAs I don't like. I like a very specific like line of IPAs. If it starts getting like too grapefruity and stuff, I'm pretty much out. But I like them because I usually only like to have like 3 to 4 beers at most, and an IPA will get you feeling really good.
Sure.
The higher alcohol content, they have a little higher ABV. They usually average like 6.5 to 7. So it's a nice way to get a buzz without having to pound down like a 6-pack or something. Yeah, like if you're trying to like do that. But I like a lot of different beers, honestly. I'm coming off of like a 2-month break from beer, so I'm getting back into the beer game.
That's fair.
I forgot this. S'more Money, S'more Problems is 10.5.
Ooh.
Oh, what, you the S'more Money, the sweet one you got there?
Yeah.
10.5.
10.5.
That,
the other one that I'm going to look into later, because I accidentally, yeah,
That beer was specifically designed by a guy to get a girl drunk. Straight up.
That's possible. I've, 100%. I've also got... No,
I mean, I like dessert beers too.
It's the... You'll like this. It doesn't taste like beer.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Jesus. Thank you. Yes.
No, honey, really, this one doesn't taste like beer.
The beer that I'll be drinking once this is gone, because I split this beer with my partner, they wanted the S'more Money, S'more Problems. Donna Summer Shandy, which she had no interest in. Shandy style wheat ale with grapefruit and orange blossom honey. This one is 4.0, but there's a lot more of it. This is a fowler.
Yeah. Yep. That looks almost like big in your hand, and everything else in your hand just looks tiny. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's like
a normal tall can.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is 1 pint.
I don't trust anything that's Foster's beer sized.
Well, Venn Brewing Company is local to Minnesota, and their beers, if you are a person who enjoys beers,
yeah,
their beers kick a lot of ass.
Oh, honey, yeah, you need to come drinking with my friends.
As of yet, I've never had a reason to go to Minnesota, but if the beer's that good, maybe I'll put it on the tour list.
We do have a lot of fucking good local
Minnesota is, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think the thing was, if I remember right, we weren't doing, like, they lifted the, for a long time in Minnesota, you just couldn't brew. End of story.
Yep.
And then they lifted the beer brewing, but you still couldn't distill.
Yep.
And that was a thing for a while. So a lot of people that wanted to get into the booze business were like, well, guess it's beer. And then they did that. And then a few years ago, they opened up distilling as well. So we have a lot of good craft breweries. Not that I would know anything about it, but really, that's how the progression went. So
yeah.
Well, we also have some really old breweries too. Have in New Ulm, we have a brewery that was it was founded before Prohibition. And what happened is during Prohibition, they just switched to root beer and kept making stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Prohibition ended, they had all of the stuff there. They just were like, well, back to booze. And so they were just ready to and distributing as soon as the law took, you know, went into effect, they had beer again. And so, you know, they were the big name and they've been around forever and they're really good beer too.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, do they still brew the root beer like as a like a
oh yeah. Oh yeah, no, they're it's their what is it? Their 1821 brew beer.
Oh,
root beer?
What 1919? Is
1919, yeah. It's 1919 root beer.
Yeah, it's very good root beer. Yeah.
I that might get distributed down here to Arizona. That's entirely
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. I think because like craft sodas and stuff are in like a big boom. So you see just as many craft sodas as you see like craft beers now.
Yeah. We have a friend that owns a craft soda place. So yeah. We're all
speaking of which, I just discovered that Liftbridge made a mini donut cream soda.
My God, of course they did.
It's a cream soda that really does taste like a mini donut.
Really?
It tastes like a mini donut that's been dipped in cream soda.
But what kind of mini donut? Like just a plain donut? Like just a plain
sugared
donut? Yeah. Powdered sugar? Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Not even powdered sugar, but just like sugar.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Plain donut. Dunk in your coffee kind of donut.
Yep. Exactly.
So
yeah.
No, and we do have we have distilling now, but the distilling license is still quite expensive. So distilling is still fairly in its infancy.
Yeah. Which is how we keep losing our distilleries. Really good distillers. It's how we keep losing our distilleries over to Wisconsin. Like everybody in the area that wanted to has been like, well, Wisconsin will let you do anything. So yeah.
That's fuck yeah, very Wisconsin, true. Dude.
Yes.
Did you just, Wisconsin?
The thing is, there are many things in Wisconsin that I love. yes. A ton of things in Wisconsin, a lot of people in Wisconsin that I love, a lot of places. But yes, it is.
There are a lot of politics in Wisconsin that I dislike greatly.
It's a sneeze away from being the scene of the purge, you know?
Oh, really? Maybe I did mention this in passing, maybe not. I'm actually originally from Wisconsin. I've lived in Arizona almost 30 years. That's the thing. I don't know. I haven't lived there in 30 years. So what I remember about Wisconsin is Badgers and the Hodag of Rhinelander. So I don't know if any of you are familiar with Rhinelander. It's a real podunk place, but that's a place. And they got an urban legend called the Hodag. So if it's turning into like political unrest there where the purge is about to happen, I guess I'll postpone my childhood home trip.
Well, I mean, maybe go see the House on the Rock before it's a smoking hole in the rock.
That's fair. Yeah.
You know, but
like, it's Wisconsin. How bad could it be?
Because that's never a question that we ask lightly.
Because Wisconsin is like the Tennessee of the Midwest.
Oh shit!
That is so accurate. That is so accurate.
Suddenly it all starts coming together. Like the pieces are slowly like forming. Wow. I'm like, I see where we're going.
Is anybody else a little bit freaked out by how lucid Salsa's comment was?
Right after a 3-day fest weekend, I'm really confused.
That feels like it was a comment years in the making, and then there it was.
I guess.
Oh no!
As
no,
organic
this is...
as it grew from the earth.
No.
He rotates his crops.
I am the broken clock that's right twice a day.
Mm-hmm. He's the slow clock that time eventually catches up with.
Yeah.
That is way more accurate. Well done, James.
I am the calendar that's permanently stuck on leap year. So once every 4 years, I'm right.
You know what? I am so glad that I was here on this. Is it a full moon or something?
Shit. It might be.
I am so glad I got to witness that event.
Yeah.
So, does anybody have anything to talk about what they did this week?
I'm probably not going to talk about my weekend extensively because much of it was just the same awesomeness that I have been having the entire run because Fencing Booth has been incredible to me.
Good.
I did. I will say Saturday is when I got my playtime in my play afternoon. And I ran into Miss Shannon of Local Celebrity Day, who I had, I didn't really work with her, but we were a part of the comedy scene at the same time. And she's just better at it than me, so she continued. I ran into Miss Shannon, and she was like, she was also a longtime friend of Bill's. So,
sure.
She tried to explain to him how to dress to do stand-up comedy, which is not socks and sandals.
I mean,
is it still large oversized suits like the 90s?
It's more like a jeans and jacket, like the 80s kind of thing, really. The jeans and jacket.
Pushed up sleeves? Pushed up
sleeves? Yeah, you got to push up the sleeves, yeah.
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 Oh, all right, cool. Shit, yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I would always go with the Top Gear, the button up with jeans and the broadcaster's coat.
Yeah,
I think that's.
But you got
even
that
just a T-shirt
point.
With the coat. Yeah.
I think I've seen T-shirt and coat too. Yeah, but anyway, so I ran into her and she was like, "Hey, I'm here with a bunch of friends. So that's Diane, that's Tiffany, and I'm like, yes, Miss Shannon, I remember." From when I did stand up 10 years ago. Like, we all did this together. She's like, oh, yeah, I forgot. It has been 10 years since I've done any form of stand up. So that's fine. A decade's long enough to be able to start to forget some things. But yeah, I got to hang out with her. for a while, and I hadn't seen her since, oh God, probably Bill's memorial. So that was fantastic. And then I don't know, there were more littles being absolutely adorable with swords. that's just going to continue to melt my heart on a consistent basis. That's never getting old. I will finally reach menopause because I will have dropped so many eggs over the course of this season that there will be nothing left and my uterus is just going to shut down. But that's how cute this is.
Good.
Yeah. So, but the only other thing that like was any different for me than the previous couple of weekends was that we did tourney. So like maybe James and I can talk about tourney and then the rest of y'all can talk for a while and I'll make myself another what did you call it, Salsa?
Formosa Strait.
Straight, yeah. Okay.
Formosa Strait.
So hey, tourney was this weekend.
Yeah, tourney was this weekend as fuck.
Yeah. So for those that don't know what tourney is. James and I both participate in the fencing booth at the Renaissance Festival, which is balloon fencing. You wear a fencing helmet over your face. You get two balloons attached to the top, kind of on either side, like Mickey Mouse ears. You are handed a sword, and your goal is to pop your opponent's balloons.
Yeah.
Before they pop yours. It is fun. It takes a lot of skill, but also any idiot can do it. Yeah. Salsa left.
Any idiot can disconnect accidentally.
All right. Well, have fun with that, asshole.
Salsa knows all about fencing. He doesn't need to hear this.
I lost everybody for a second. Yeah, we're back though.
Welcome back.
I don't know what happened there. Okay, so balloon fencing is when you wear a mask over your face. You got two balloons.
We got that. We only missed the last like 15 seconds. Leave again.
And I'm Jenna.
What are we drinking?
I'm drinking.
I'm so happy I beat him to that shit. Oh man.
Okay, so what was the last part that you got?
I don't even know. I wasn't listening.
Okay, so balloon fencing.
Yeah, some people don't listen to their podcast when it's produced and out on the internet. Salsa doesn't listen from like the fucking A. Does
two balloons attached to your fencing mask.
I know more about the podcast than Salsa in the month that I've been listening.
That's accurate. That is sadly accurate. So anyway, fencing mask, two balloons attached to either side like Mickey Mouse ears, and your goal is to pop your opponent's balloons before they pop yours.
Yeah, we got that. Yeah.
Okay, it takes a lot of skill. But also any idiot can do it. So, tourney. Okay, then that was exactly where it stopped. Tourney is fencing booth tournament. It's balloon fencing tournament. And it comes in two brackets. There is the squire's bracket, which is like JV balloon fencing. If you've never done it before, that's where you start. And then there's the knights tournament, where all of the people that have been doing it for a while and have a good amount of skill in it, they get put there. And it is literally a fencing tournament. You fence until you lose two bouts or you win the tournament. That's it. And it's consistently pairing you up with different fencers until you win or you have lost two bouts. So that's how both the Squires and the Knights tournament run. It's just that the Knights tournament is way more intense. Although this year Squires was pretty fucking intense too.
Oh yeah, fuck! Especially at the end. Holy shit! I was glad I have the last 15 seconds of the final bout in slow mo.
Yeah.
I recorded it in like high def, high frame rate.
James, as an aside, you need to make a heif out of that. And you need to post that to the fencing booth group.
Will do.
Yes.
What's a heif?
Okay, so is it a gif or a gif? I don't know. It's a heif.
It's a heif.
Whoa! Yep. You just stopped World War III.
There we go.
Holy shit, guys.
Oh, James. And your mom said you'd never amount to anything. What?
Right. She still says that. famously, she said, "So you say," when I told her I was a comedian, in front of a packed fucking house. Yeah. So there's that. If you have to, if there's a chance that you're going to be wrong, you might as well be absurdly wrong. There you go. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is ostensibly what tourney is. It is the fencing booth tournament, fencing booth balloon fencing tournament. I want to really see how long I can make that name, but,
the 2021 Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
40th annual.
40th annual. Like, this has literally been going on almost as long as I've been alive. Yeah. I'm actually a little sad and disappointed that I'm older than the tournament. feeling it. So anyway. Squires was really good. It was really fun to watch.
Fraught.
It was fraught. Fraught is the word. I ended up helping for the first time. Not like that I'm generally unhelpful in life. But helping the tournament as a boothie for my first time. Mm-hmm. And at one point, we're a little short staffed for it. And at one point, at the beginning, they're trying to figure out who can do what. And I was like, Meredith was like, "Well, I need Abby to do this, but I need to do this." And I was like, "Well, maybe I could do the jackets. And help fit people for stuff." And they were like, "Yeah, you should do that." I was like, "Okay, cool." And so then Josh was able to, after he was doing his stuff, he comes over, and he's helping with, de-ballooning masks. 'Cause I have a latex allergy, which is definitely why I should work at a balloon fencing booth. And so he's handling that part and he's watching me struggle with these jackets. And he's like, "That one right there, don't you know this?" And I was like, "Josh, this is my first time ever.
You've literally never been trained to do jackets.
I have literally never been trained for this." And he's like, "Oh, because I was wondering why you were having problems. Like, you hadn't been trained for it. But that's because you weren't trained for it." And I'm like, "Yeah."
Right.
So that was exciting. So I didn't really get to learn. We only had a small selection of jackets available. Like gloves and hoods I can do pretty well. But we only had a small selection of jackets available. But I got to know that small selection of jackets pretty fucking well. But the problem is that, so for our fencing jackets, we don't have, there are a lot of different they are all their own unique fit. More or less. Some of them are very similar, but they're all kind of their own unique fit, which means that you're not just grabbing, "Oh, you're a large, here, have a large." It is, "You are this tall, you are this wide, your shoulders are this big, your arms are this long," kind of a thing. And then you find, you just, because you've worked with jackets so long, you grab the right jacket and give it
to the aquarium.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown. Yeah.
Oh. There was one of them that I just called the Fancy Blue. I don't know what its actual name is.
Oh, sure.
But it looks
that's
fancy.
One of the newer jackets. It is.
Oh, good. Well, now it's the Fancy Blue, at least to me.
Yeah. And then we've got the little kid ones that look like a suit and tie.
They're so adorable.
A pinstripe suit and tie.
Oh,
yeah, they're really
good. Yeah, they're so cute.
So, yeah. So you helped with jacketing, which before someone is a champion, where they fight patrons. Yeah. They have to be a ringmaster. And before they're a ringmaster, they have to be a ring back. And before yep. they're a ring back, they have to do masks. Before masks is jackets. Mm-hmm. Before jackets is hoods and gloves. Before hoods and gloves is balloons. And there you go.
I've done hoods and gloves. Yeah, I had already done hoods and gloves. I got to skip balloons for medical reasons, I guess.
Right, which is important, especially we're not blowing them up with our mouths right now.
Sure.
Because that's just a recipe for fucking disaster. Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't even touch the damn things, or shouldn't.
Right.
I've got about 10 minutes of that before I start having issues. So
I would prefer a live Jenna.
Oh, so would I. Actually, it wouldn't kill me. My allergy is really mild.
I was gonna ask Jenna, what do you do? Like, is it like I'm not being like goofy or anything. I literally don't even know like what a latex allergy does. So do you have to like take like an epi shot or whatever those are, like a bee sting?
Epinephrine.
I personally don't, because I'm not that bad. I will get if I come into contact with latex, at the very minimum, I'm going to be super itchy as fuck. I will almost always get like little hives. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I did actually get brushed by a balloon at one point and got some hives that seem to have gone down now. But I'll get like some contact hives.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm not, the airborne thing isn't a huge issue for me.
Our Viking Jarl, Jarlesa.
Salsa, are you trying to talk?
Yeah.
Contact Hives is an amazing Led Zeppelin cover band.
Holy shit!
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Fair enough.
That's real good.
Contact Hives.
Yep.
Yeah,
That's my Butthole Surfer concept
cover band.
Oh, even better! No, absolutely.
Band. Yep.
Absolutely.
All right.
God damn it. So yeah, and my reactions are mild. My reactions are very mild compared to the reactions that other people will get. So it's basically I'm not touching the balloons. I have had it happen where. Airborne isn't usually an issue for me, but there are on very like specific weather conditions. And it's sure. Especially since we're outside, it's not usually an issue for me around the fencing booth. But like if it gets super dusty and windy, I can have issues.
Yeah.
Because there's dust particle latex stuff that happens with that.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I want you to think about all of the stuff that you're inhaling on a dusty, windy day. Have fun with that.
Every time I blow my nose after a festival weekend, I think about it.
You can take a tour of it.
Do you guys get what's called, because I don't really go to the Renaissance Festival, but I go to comic conventions or horror conventions. Do you get con crud where like for 3 days you're just sick? Yeah, you're not sick, but you're just inexplicably just like shits in your nose and your mouth, and it's like, what is it? Oh, it's con crud.
So the Renaissance Festival, it starts the opening day. There's grass everywhere, but then 30,000 people walk through it, and there's no more grass for the next 6 weekends, and so it's just dust. And so you've got, you know, 30,000 to 45,000 people walking around. On dust, and so that just it's kicked up, it's you breathing it in, that's what it is. So you get home on the weekend, you know, on Sunday night, and you blow your nose, and it's just like you've got like miner's lung. It's just gross.
But yeah, and we do have we have a convention up here too. It's called Convergence. And you get con crud from Convergence as well. So
yeah,
it is exactly the same thing though. 100%.
It's Convergence is a convention. It's a nerd con, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sci-fi fantasy. Just it's similar to Comic-Con, only slightly less commercialized, I think. I would say.
Yeah, well Comic-Con's no longer Comic-Con, and the smaller Comic-Cons are now the real Comic-Cons or something.
Yeah.
But they're not Comic-Cons, they're pop culture cons or sci-fi cons or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways,
these are for pick your nerddom. you know, whether it be movies or books or, anime or whatever.
Sci-fi, fantasy, any medium is basically what it comes down to, including gaming, including
conventions for a quarter of a million people.
Yeah, but you are absolutely correct that that you get fest lung.
Fest lung, con crud, fest lung, these are good terms.
Yep. Yeah,
we're gonna in 40 years we're gonna see daytime television commercials like, did you get con crud? Call 1-800 con crud.
Do you have turkey leg mesothelioma?
Yes, that's the one I was going for. Thank you. See, that's a joke when it lands.
You could be entitled to food books.
God damn it, that hurt.
Food books?
Okay, so
we
have.
We are getting into the weeds.
I'm fine with this. I don't even need to talk about Turney. I want this. I want somebody asking me questions about how.
Well, I mean, we are also 40 minutes into this thing, so
we are.
Oh, good.
I mean, at this point, let's just make it a one-parter and move.
Yep.
We're not just going to focus on our guest at some point, though. That's weird. Anyway,
I'm not that interesting, really. Like, I went and got a haircut for this, and it's not, you guys aren't even going to record the webcam.
It's a good haircut, though.
I've been told. You know, it's a shame I don't do the webcam thing because I've been told I have good hair, and I could probably start a career on that.
If you would like, I'll take a screen cap.
No, I was about to say, please don't. I'll screenshot it.
My anonymity.
Don't do it. There we go. Beautiful. Lovely. Well played.
Nice.
So anyway, food books are basically you pay $5, you get $6 worth of food coupons. It's like carnival tickets, but like what you would pay at a fair or so, like at a state fair or carnival circusy type things where it's like you give them money and then they give you more money, but it's fake money that you can only spend in that festival or fair or carnival or circus. And you can also only spend it on food. That's what food books are. You pay $5, you
scratchy get, dollars.
Yeah, you get $6 worth of food value. At $5 is basically what it is. They get used to help compensate for the odd jobs that will happen around the Renaissance Festival.
Yep.
So
entertainment folks out there usually get
just a wad of food books.
Food books. Yep.
Yep.
Instead of money.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so,
which is fantastic for me who doesn't fucking eat all day.
Right. Yeah, I heard that in the most recent episode. Yeah, that you're just basically like walking around chugging fucking what are those pure drinks or whatever, trying to like get a little bit of
protein shakes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So I got to ask then, if you're paid in food bucks primarily, like, do you, I mean, like, because I've had one of those turkey legs within the last 2 years and I'm probably good for another two.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that they're not good. It's just that like I can't justify eating those that often. How many turkey legs are getting consumed on those?
In all honesty, though, the food variety at Minnesota is huge. We have a fantastic variety of food.
Yeah, we do.
You can get not just turkey legs are obviously the standard, but you can get things like Scottish meat pies, which are fantastic. We have an Asian food booth. We can get Greek food. We can get
pierogies.
Pierogies, to tacos. Huge pizza. Yeah. Crepes.
Oh my God,
the crepe booth is really good.
That all does sound really good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in Arizona, and we actually have a decent Renaissance festival, and I haven't been to it for quite some time.
Yeah, no, the Arizona one's a good one.
But I don't remember there being a lot of food options, but that could have just been, you know, how it was back in the early 2000s, the last time I was there.
Maybe also, Minnesota is one of the largest, like, in... actual location size.
It's the second largest.
It's the second largest in actual size
in the country.
Texas or California?
Probably Texas.
Yeah, Texas is the biggest. Minnesota's the second largest.
Texas tolerates a Ren Faire. I just picture like Hank.
Texas has two big ones.
And, like, tearing it down.
Yeah, oh. TRF and
Scarborough.
Well, Scarborough. First of all, there was an episode of King of the Hill that was in a Renaissance festival.
Yes, I do remember. As I was saying it, it kind of was like, wait, they had a whole episode about that.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. No, TRF is the biggest land area, and Minnesota is the second land area.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so if I were to theoretically go to Minnesota and visit the Renfest there, would I be able to find a booth serving lutefisk?
Not lutefisk.
No, you would not, actually.
No, that's curious.
Oh, you guys, I have a business idea.
Is that business idea to make people unhappy with fish?
Is that business idea to lose a lot of money?
Uh-huh. But also to open a lutefisk booth at a Renaissance festival in Minnesota, which seems appropriate. How have we not had that yet?
Yeah, I don't think you could lose money selling lutefisk in any Minnesotan environment. Everything I've seen on the Travel Channel points to the direction that y'all love it.
No. Okay, I'm going to peel back the layers here a little bit.
Minnesota's like an onion. Let's peel back the layers.
I'm about to tell you a secret. We love telling other people we love it.
That's not like a good trick. Like, no one's going to eat it on your advice.
If
like,
Malort was a food.
Because we get to watch their faces as they try it.
By the way, who is going to?
Speaking of regional delicacies that people don't like, I have
We're not speaking of that.
What might be the best definition of Malort ever?
Okay.
Why, James? Why?
What's Malort?
Yes. It's
why?
Foul.
Why?
It's the worst. And the tagline is Malort, turn your taste buds into taste enemies.
Okay.
It's very true.
Give me some context as to what Malort is.
Okay, so
Malort is an herb. Okay.
This is fine. This is what I do. I will enter a structured but you know what? I've listened to your guys' podcast. Okay. There's no structure here. I entered into the pile of Legos on the floor.
Which is something else we do for money.
Put Legos on the floor? Walk across them? Like
Yes.
This is accurate. Oh, okay, wait. First I'm gonna answer Malort, okay? First, I'm going to answer Malort. Malort is a liquor that is made in Chicago that tastes like if you showed alcohol what it was going to do to the person's liver over the course of time. That's what it tastes like. It tastes like the despair.
It's like cirrhosis and was a shot. Yeah.
Exactly. It is a horribly disgusting liqueur. So much, in fact, that this liquor promotes itself as an awful tasting liquor.
Yes.
It's marketing.
And its name is Malort.
Yes. Like, it is so
Without
bad.
Context, Malort doesn't sound like something you want to insert and or consume.
Correct. It's not.
So first of all, Malort, literally translated, is moth herb.
Moth herb. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's
the
Swedish word for wormwood.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Malort actively advertises itself as 1 out of 49 men will hate Malort.
Yep.
It actively advertises itself as that.
Yes.
It is an herbal liqueur that is vile.
It is awful.
So.
I have met
a 30-year-old. I've licked a 30-year-old can that people extinguish their cigarettes in, and that was not as bad as Malort.
No, it's really bad.
So anyway, fuck away from Malort.
Yeah, the reason why it comes up so often is that the apropos of nothing listeners absolutely adore us as a podcast. They are the kindest and sweetest listeners that a group of idiots on the internet could ever ask for. And so they gifted us a lovely bottle of liquor. and forced us to drink it in all of the ways that they know how. Live, when we were doing a live show, we had to drink it for charity repeatedly. Every time somebody paid a certain amount of money, we would drink some of this god-awful atrocity.
Yep.
So that's why it comes up so often, is that the Malort comes up, like, happens often due to our lovely, dedicated listeners that will give us booze in the form of horrifying Cthulhu, Lovecraftian-esque taste.
Liquid hate.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think having heard enough of this podcast so far, not this particular one that we're doing, but the past broadcast, I think that's an appropriate gift.
It really is.
Y'all, like,
we deserved it.
I mean, you're not wrong.
We deserved every last drop of that goddamn bottle.
Every single drop, yeah.
Every drop.
Yes.
I mean, you did a great job. Your listeners know you.
Yeah. Yay.
For better or worse, yeah.
So anyway, the fencing tournament.
Yes.
Oh, is this what they call in a comedy a callback?
No, this is
a sweet seg.
This is the
crane putting the train back on the rails.
That is my entire job in this podcast.
Pushed back into the canal.
So by the end of the segment, a story about the fencing tournament will be told.
Hopefully.
Okay, let's not go too far.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Look, I'm crossing my fingers on this one. Anyway, so James and I were both in the Knights tournament because we've ostensibly done this once or twice before. And I can say for myself, I did not do well in the tournament at all. I didn't even look to see where I placed because I lost both of my bouts right away. However, the two bouts that I had was the first one was so very close. Like, it was a double take. Was it a double take? I don't remember. But it was so very close. And we fought forever. We had fun. We shook our butts at each other. We danced at each other. We taunted each other. We made fun of each other as we're fencing. Kind of like if the Princess Bride sword fight that everybody loves was done by two women, one of them much younger than the other, but both of them full of bounce and just snark. And it was great. It was lovely. And I enjoyed every moment of that bout. And I finished that. I lost that bout, and I was like, I don't care. It was delightful. It was wonderful. I had a grand time. I'll just pick it up in the next bout. Like, I just can't lose anymore. It'll be fine. And then my next bout was against Alan, the person that won the previous tournament.
Yes. Is that his official title of the tournament? Alan, the person who won the previous tournament.
For context, you're only allowed to win. If you win Squires, you get moved up to Knights. If you win Knights two times, you are no longer allowed to compete.
So,
there is that.
Alan won the tournament, the last tournament that we had. And so, like, I found out that I was going to be fighting him, and I was like, well, this was a fun tournament.
He's got, like, a foot and a half on you.
Oh,
and
God.
He's left-handed.
And he's left-handed. Yeah. Like, so we start gearing up, and our gear was next to each other. And he's like, I don't want to fight you. You're fast. I'm like, I don't want to fight you. I can't reach the balloons on top of your head. Like, that's literally the conversation I'm having with him. And we get in there, and, like, we're just both in an on guard, like, pacing at each other a little bit. And he's like, you're not going to go first, are you? I'm like, no, I'm not. Come at me. I did eventually. But, yeah, and he got it. I did not take any of his balloons. Someday I will take one of his balloons and I can die happy. But in the meantime, That was another really long, intense bout, and I made him work for each of my balloons, and I'm not sad about that bout at all. The fact that I went as long as I did and as hard as I did, I'm really happy with it. So
yeah, I would be.
So the winner of the Squires tournament was Alan.
Winner of the Knights tournament last year.
Was Alan.
Oh, James, you did the thing where you added more information than was necessary to the point at hand.
Yeah,
it's fine.
The title explains it all. It's Alan who won the previous year's tournament.
Okay. Well, no, previous year's not the Squires. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's okay. That was actually relevant. So.
Yep. But the way I had said it, I can see where Salsa may have conflated that.
Yes.
So
yeah.
That's fine.
But also, it's a ramp. One. Alan also has been with the fencing booth for more than 30 years.
Yeah.
I have no complaints about losing to Alan. In fact, I'm glad it was Alan that I lost to, because I can maintain some of my dignity that way. And then I got drunk. Oh, then we did King of the Ring. I forgot. We did King of the Ring. And I managed to hold off four people before I was taken out my second time through. So, and one of the people I took out was Cole. So
that's
I was
fantastic.
Pretty Holy fucking shit. Happy about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the Blaze are allowed in King of the Ring. What?
Has anybody done a barstool bout recently?
No.
I would like to do that one of these days.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a tradition that has fallen to the wayside.
That's true.
I don't even know what it
sword
is.
Sword fighting or fencing on bar stools?
You are both sitting on bar stools with a pint next to you. And you take turns where one person will attack and the other will riposte. And then you both take a drink.
Jesus.
And then the other person will attack and you will have a riposte. And then you both take a drink. And this goes on until you either fall off the bar stool or the balloons are taken.
Mm.
Hmm.
It's balloon fencing, the drinking game.
More
I'm
than
all
one. What's the proper?
Well, here you have to understand: these are Renaissance Festival performers, so we are professional drinkers.
Well, that's where I was going, and what I got hung up on was the proper way to say. I was going to say like, "Oh, does it go for more than like one glass of beer?" But then I'm like, "No, that's like millennial 2021 terminology. How about a tankard of ale? Does it go more than a tankard of ale?"
Or we go straight to mead, my friend. No,
thing I know about mead is that it made someone so angry. They were a friend of mine. They kicked me in the chest. I've never had mead in my entire life. I don't know. We went to Total Wine and More.
I was about to say, I want this story.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a bottle of beer, and he got like three bottles of mead. And all I know is that by the end of the night, he wanted to show me how high he could kick. And that was in my chest.
No, this sounds completely. I'm on board.
Yeah.
Is this a common occurrence on mead? Does it often end with
no? Absolutely.
Do I need to be on the lookout for anyone who may or may not have drank mead in my immediate vicinity? Are they specifically kicking me, or they just go for kicks?
Okay, so mead has never made me kicking levels of. I feel like mead makes you extra. I think is the best way I can say it.
Mead, so like whatever your baseline is, it's
extra.
More of that.
This goes to 11.
Yep.
So this man always intended to kick me in the chest. The
probably
just got him there.
I mean,
that sounds right.
Who amongst
like,
us doesn't
like,
the
want moment
to kick
I came out from
chest.
Mother's womb, I was bound to be kicked in the chest by this mead man.
Destined.
Yep.
This just brought it out.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck. So. This explains so much about my life.
That having been said, his destiny is now complete. His life is
all he can fuck off and die.
And now is your own. Yep. Yeah. You, Jonah, spat up by the whale. So my experience with the tournament was that I I helped to ringmaster the Squires tournament, which is an experience all its own, which included being part of the halftime show, a 3-man shirtless Florentine, where we're wearing fencing masks and then hitting each other with swords. And I've got some really good stripes off of that.
Florentine being sword in each hand, right?
Well, then I may be using it incorrectly.
I think you're using it incorrectly.
Yeah, it was a standard fencing match, but it was like a battle royale then.
Okay.
Battle royale.
Because Florentine style is sword in each hand.
Gotcha. That's my mistake.
I know it is dual wield.
Battle royale, sure. Shirtless.
Well, dual wield, yeah.
We did that for the halftime, and then the end of each tournament, because it's a double bracket, double elimination, you have the top of the loser's bracket and the top of the winner's bracket, the only remaining winner. And if the top of the loser's bracket beats the winner twice, they can take it. They can take first place.
They don't. It's not 10.
You have to knock the winner into the loser's bracket.
Yeah.
So they have to knock the winner into the loser's bracket and then beat them. That happened both nights. Both of the final bouts went into overtime functionally. They were both incredibly close. They were both down to the last balloon on either side in the second round. And they were both real fucking tense. Ringmastering the fights was incredible. But then I spent the entire day being super nervous about actually participating. Went there, had an absolute blast. Even when I got my ass kicked by Ren, she's amazing. And again,
took third.
Boothy of 30 something years. And champion like I am, and
and she took third, great as Zelda said. Yeah.
And then I got beaten by one of the two people in that tournament who has reach on me.
Was it Talon? Alan?
And Talon.
Talon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Talon who took what Talon was second place in Knights last year.
I think, yeah, that sounds right.
Memory serves.
Last year or
2019?
Okay.
Yeah. Last tournament.
So that. Talon is also an accomplished fighter and knowledgeable about weapons. Yeah. Like that.
I mean, but everybody in Knights tournament.
Functionally, yeah.
Should be.
So, I fought them and lost, but I did better than I expected, especially being as rusty as I am, and just had an absolute fucking blast. And then got to sit out in the crowd and then participate in King of the Ring. I found out that I went to get food when King of the Ring started, hoping that the Blit was still open. It wasn't. I came back, and by the time I came back, the booth owner was missing a leg, functionally. He had tried to hop the bales. He had stepped on the butt can, the 30-year-old coffee can that people extinguished their cigarettes into, and had badly injured himself.
Oh, no.
He had crushed it with his ankle.
Oh, no.
He crushed a coffee can with his ankle.
I want to give just a touch more context. And I know.
Cans or the...
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep, one of those old Folgers cans. The booth owner won the tournament. He won Knights.
Yes.
He won the tournament.
Yeah.
And, so he went through all of that. He did so much fighting.
Yep.
All of this stuff remained functional and unscathed and kind of surprised us all. And then he injured himself by jumping over a hay bale and tripping over the butt can. Like, that was the part that was just beautiful to me. And everything that describes that individual as a person.
Like, yes. It is a microcosm of the greater picture.
To the letter.
Yes.
Absolutely 100%. Is. Yeah.
And that is the difference between, like, the underdog rises to the top story that you see in movies and real life. Like, he's going for it, dude. The montage music was playing.
Yeah.
And then coffee
He
can.
Did, though. He came up through the loser's bracket, so he beat the only surviving winner twice to win the tournament. Twice in a row. Exhausted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then wrecked his ankle during some bullshit. It was great. But yeah, that was this weekend. So.
All right.
Should we take a break?
I need to grab a beer. It doesn't require a break. My fridge is 5 feet that way. What you guys can see in the camera, this is my living space. It's a single bedroom apartment with no toilet. Yeah.
So, I was at the Renaissance Festival too.
I don't believe you.
We're going to take a break.
Did you swallow some swords or something?
Not on Monday.
Well, oh yeah. Isn't there a debate right now of is it you, Salsa? Are you going to swallow a chainsaw or something else first? I thought I heard in the earlier
Clawhammer.
Clawhammer. That was the
Clawhammer.
Other one.
Yep. My vote's on Clawhammer. Hammer's more useful.
No, I canceled my last three shows on Monday due to esophageal fatigue.
That isn't even funny.
You're the only person I know that have ever had that excuse.
I feel like defining something that is esophageal fatigue as esophageal fatigue is just cruel to the person suffering from esophageal fatigue that has to say esophageal fatigue.
I was the one who said it, so...
Esophageal fatigue is my Avenged Sevenfold cover band.
There's a band I haven't thought about since 2006.
And we're going to take a break.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
You should have been here. You should have been here, but Craig wasn't doing his fucking job. It's a whole thing. You just gotta be here.
Oh, more fuck. I'm Salsa.
Hey there, James. Salsa. He's back.
I don't
know where he went, but he went somewhere.
Holy shit.
No, it was hilarious. You should have been there. This is the Dropos of Nothing podcast, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show.
So, Jeff Droid.
yes.
Tell us about yourself. How did you end up?
Your existence.
Fuck.
Aside from your destiny being the guy who got kicked by a mead drinker.
Yeah, that's why... a fucking profound discovery from this evening.
Tell us why you are.
Why I am.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
The why of Jeff Droid.
All the stereotypical things that you're supposed to do, like, as an artist growing up, didn't pan out. Like, I was a musician for 20 years. I was, or I was this, I was that, I was a writer, and all these things. So now I just waste a lot of time streaming on Twitch.
Hey.
And it's actually a lot of fun. And I started it about, I started it in August of 2020, because, like, everyone knows that the whole thing happened. So yeah. I was inside a lot, and I already played a lot of video games, and truthfully, my life didn't change that much. Like, I was, like, I just, I'm at my computer. I like being in there, here. So I started doing the Twitch thing, and got on Twitch, and met a bunch of, that's how I met you, Jen, or Ayla. And, yeah, just, like, random chat rooms, because I went to work from home and needed some kind of interactivity just to stimulate myself throughout the day. None of the other stuff I was doing, like, worked out. And, yeah, now here I am on the Apropos of Nothing podcast, weekly podcast brought to you by Jen, James, and Salsa. Salsa does not want to be here.
Or anywhere.
Or anywhere, ever.
Yeah, what is the opposite of a nihilist? What is the nihilist that does not want anything to exist? Does not want to exist in anything?
I think that's just called realism.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like a realist?
No. Like a realist.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not like the painting style. Yeah. So anyway. what was I going to say? Oh, shit.
Existentialism.
Oh.
Is it okay. Actually existentialism?
Yeah. Existentialism is the opposite of nihilism.
Hmm.
I suppose so.
I Googled that shit.
Clinically.
Oh, look at that. Yes. You with your Google. Fancy tools.
I'm sorry, that's a little informal. To the Google it may concern.
I know very little about nihilism, but I had too many beers one night and decided that I was a nihilist. And I'm not talking like drunken out of control, like I'm a nihilist and I destroyed like a trash can. Like I was just like nihilism. I was just like, nihilism seems like the way to go. And so I decided that I wanted to be a nihilist that lived in upstate Manhattan. And someone pointed out that there is no upstate Manhattan. And I said to a nihilist, that matters not. And I thought I was profound. And the next morning I woke up and I went, what a jackass. Uh-huh. About myself.
Many of us have done.
We all have similar stories, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mostly about salsa.
Half the things I say, yes. Is it profound or just dicking?
It's almost always dicking.
Yeah.
Well, I think profound got sucked up by like the end of 1930 or something. And so now we've got like residual profoundness, but it's like when you throw the rock into the pond, we're just seeing the ripples.
The ripples of
I just imagine profoundity? Dwayne Johnson being tossed into a
puddle. Let's think of it this way. We're never going to see I wonder what I went and did on break. We're never going to see
we'll keep going, buddy.
Chemical navel gazing.
We're never going to see the discovery of gravity again.
That's true.
I discover it every morning, actually.
As an aside, my favorite juggling group name that I've ever heard was Jugglers Against Gravity.
Ooh.
I really like that.
That is pretty good. That is.
I saw them at Mondo one year, actually.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Fair
enough. Were they pretty good at juggling?
Yeah, they were pretty good.
I would expect, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, okay, so you've been streaming, which is how I found you. I think I found you. I think...
Yeah, well, we share a mutual friend. His name is Next Step Nick, and he's been brought up on this podcast before, I think.
I adore him. He's a sweetie. I like picking on him.
He's totally cool, and his only downfall is that he's British, you know, but like he can't help that.
Yeah.
Salsa's look is audible.
Dude, yeah, I saw that. Again, appropriate audience. You can't see this, but Salsa is perplexed.
They can feel it.
They can feel it.
It can be felt. the ripples of Salsa's. Yeah. So yes, I have been streaming. I have been streaming, but the truth is, I haven't been streaming that long, and it's really not anything more for me than a hobby. I've caught your, like, you've streamed twice, Jen, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Twice so far. Also,
but oh, I caught them both. That's true. And, like, is it anything more than a hobby?
Yeah, it's one of the rules of the podcast is you drink when somebody calls Jenna Jen.
Yeah, because it is
I
Jenna.
That's what we did.
Call me Jen? Oh. That's fine. I mean, we also just drink.
Yeah,
but that's also cool.
Drink. Yeah.
Oh, I drink.
Yeah. In fact, I'm glad you've been calling me Jen because I've had the opportunity to drink more. So don't stop now. Yeah.
You know what? I didn't receive like a PDF with the rules and the disclaimer and the waiver and stuff before this. So like,
no,
we used to have the drinking game on our website, but then our website got hacked and we had to rebuild it from scratch, and we never got the rules of the drinking game back on there.
I'm sorry, your website got hacked.
Yes.
This was
one of Jenna's password accounts, and she doesn't.
We've been doing.
I know you guys have been doing this a long time, a really long time.
You goddamn
like, I went back. I looked at the archive.
I bitched, you fucker. I can't even begin with what the fuck you did. Okay, so anyway, there was a previous host of this podcast that was in charge of the website and the website security. I tried to fix it afterwards. God damn it. I was only able to recover so much. But yeah, the actual website files were not to be.
Yeah.
Because also, it wasn't backed up. So why would he have done that? So anyway.
So if I call you Jen, drink.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, one of the because.
No, I didn't call her Jen. That was a statement in the form of a question.
Don't care, I'm drinking anyway.
Okay, all right, we're doing it.
It's all whatever.
Oh, no.
You need to understand, the drinking game is not about forcing us to drink, it's about letting us drink.
Yes.
Oh, no. I can get on board with this.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we don't care. No, I used to go by Jen, and then when I married my husband, whose last name was Young, people we're like, oh, so are you going to take his last name? I'm like, yeah, because I don't like my current last name. It's not like some weird subservient feminist political bullshit. I just liked that name better. And
names are better than others.
Right. So anyway, people started calling me Jen Young in like stereotypically racist Chinese. And I was just like, I need to not have that as a name. So I started going by Jenna, which is what my grandma called me, because Jenna Young, it's harder to make sound like some weird Mickey Rooney acting job. So
Jenna Young is definitely rolling off the tongue better,
right? Yeah, it's got the right like pattern, that. Right, yeah. And I don't actually
you're not gonna find it doesn't sound like something on your local Nepalese restaurant's menu.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly. So yeah, that's how every time I'm called Jen, take a drink became a rule, because both Salsa and the previous host had known me as Jen for at least a decade.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they just kept calling me Jen. And so, yeah. But now it's just fun and games.
That's good. That's good. I was, for a second, I was actually worried I had committed some very odd faux pas, which you guys ever had that happen where it's like you call someone slightly by the wrong name and they're like, actually, let me tell you this horrifying story that has nothing to do with you and you couldn't possibly know.
But here's the thing is we codify our faux pas into alcoholism.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I don't drink.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what I meant is I don't drink on Twitch.
So you stream anymore. Things.
Yeah. Okay.
So I stream things. Go ahead.
I want to know more about the things that you have learned in the process of streaming. Because as I have been trying to get into streaming, kind of, my life has been busy and chaotic and it's been tricky and I'm trying to make time for it. But, and I want to do some streaming with James and Salsa. Eventually, if Salsa ever, you know, like, moves beyond Facebook and technology.
No. I actually have everything ready to go. Once festival is done, I will start Twitch streaming. I have everything set up and ready to go.
Okay, what in the fuck? What?
Uh-huh. Of course he hasn't told us any of this.
Fine. Okay.
Set it aside. I still want to know more information. What have you learned about streaming? What are the great tips and gifts that you can give to us?
All right. So, first of all, let me say this. I actually, in July, I made affiliate and I started streaming in August of 2020. So,
what
I don't
does
know.
That mean?
Affiliate means that you've been accepted into the first stage of the Twitch partnership program. Which means that you can start making ad revenue on your streams. People can subscribe to you. You get custom channel emotes. You get things like that.
Okay.
And you have to like sign tax documents. You are basically a contractor, similar to like a DoorDash driver or something like that.
Redfest employee.
Uber. Some. Yeah. So
yes.
So I did this. That was not my intention, but it happened. And so my advice is: a lot of people are setting out to make that happen. This is purely a hobby for me, so I get to go into it with some of that removed. But if the only advice I have is put on, just like you would put on any show, whether it be stand up, whether it be a performance at the Renaissance Festival, whether it be a stage
Never
play,
heard of it.
but whatever it is, because what you end up doing is they make all these tools that let you monitor how many people are watching you.
Mm-hmm.
Just get rid of whatever is telling you that. Like, put on the show. Because when you do, like, if you were doing, like, a playhouse, you wouldn't put on a terrible show because there's three people in the audience.
Yeah.
You put on a great show because there's three people in the audience. And if there was 300 people, you'd put on the same show. It should always just be great. So that's my advice, really, is don't watch the people watching
advice.
You. Just put on your show.
Yeah.
Because it's a performance. I'm a little bit different. Like, I don't show my face. I don't have stuff pop up on my screen. I talk to the audience, but I also always wanted to be a radio broadcaster. So my stream is set up like a radio broadcast with a game being played. That's why I got this big ass dick microphone in front of me.
Yep.
Keeping it casual is really the core of the advice. I have friends that, like, I've got my own Discord. We help a lot of starting streamers get started. A lot of them are starting to see success on YouTube or other platforms. Not, like, big success, but, you know, success. Like, something to get going.
Sure.
And they all seem to get worried about the same thing. And it's like, no one is watching me. And it's like, why do you care? Why are you doing this? And it's really just put it on because you're doing it because you want to do it. And if you are putting on a good show, people will watch. Like, and... For me personally, I don't like a crowd of 300 people. I would rather have 3 or 5 or 6 people that are like, you know, just hanging out. Like it's a living room. It's a living room and we're having pizza and beer and I'm playing a video game and you guys are watching. And that's the advice. Keep it casual. Keep it chill. Don't worry about it. You're not going to make any real money about it unless you get in the hot tub and show your ass.
Which one of us? Because I totally nominate not me.
Oh, I mean, I'll do it.
Okay. I just did a Ville show in my underwear, so I'm not far removed.
I take my shirt off every show.
There is that.
so when you're streaming and you're not showing your face, so it's purely audio. Are you keeping up a steady commentary? Are you making a commentary about what's happening and commenting on what's happening? Or are you making jokes about what's happening? Are you kind of doing a meta layer of what's happening? What's your approach to your performance?
I always go into it with the intention that the game is the focus, and I will let the audience dictate it from there.
Okay.
So I am a gamer. I am not a streamer. I'm not a broadcaster. I'm not a caster, whatever they're called. I play games, and I always have. So I love playing games, and the streamers that I watch play games, and like that's the focus. So I go in, and I want to show why this game is good or bad or whatever about it.
Yeah.
And that's the focus.
So you're showcasing the game. It's not about you. It's about the game.
It's not about me. I am a vessel for the game.
Okay.
And that's kind of why I created the droid annoyed character, because really, like, I have a life, but it doesn't have anything to do with this interesting stuff that's on the screen. So I'm a droid that really likes gaming and wants to destroy humans and all this bullshit. And it's more fun for me that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so this little persona is taking you on the game, but then I let the audience kind of dictate what they want. Like, the audience is never going to control the stream. Like, they're never going to make something wacky pop up on my screen or read a text message aloud. But what we are going to do is, if you ask a question about the game, or I have one chat member in particular who is a walking encyclopedia of game knowledge. So if I'm playing a game that he knows, he won't spoil anything for me, and he won't backseat game, but he's like, I'll get into an area, and he's like, you should pay attention here. And I'm like, why should I pay attention to? And he's, or for, to this area, he's like, look for the red box. And I just like start like scouting the area, you know?
Okay,
and like,
sure.
And that kind of thing. And, but at no point is there going to be like a pause where I'm like, hey guys, just to remind you, like, I'm trying to get a new Xbox. So if you could all hit that subscribe button, that'd be great. You know, that kind of bullshit. Do you have a snake on you now?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
that's a very cool snake.
So do you keep a running narrative of what's happening on the screen, or a running narrative of the chat? Or...
Yeah, I try. It works better when I am very familiar with the lore of a game, so I can take you through like the story and what we're doing.
Okay.
But there's a very fine balance, like with all things, between talking too much and talking too little.
Sure, yeah. James, like, wouldn't know anything about that.
I honestly do not.
Yeah.
I am confused by the words you are saying. I understand the words alone and in some combinations, but not all together the way you have assembled them.
I'm using push to talk. I don't have open mic, so sometimes if it looks like I look at my mic and I start talking and...
No, you're fine. You're fine.
It's because of that.
You're fine. We'll just pretend it's lag.
Sure. But you don't want to be taking someone through a game and just pointing out pointless shit like, oh, look at this cup. This cup is on the table. But I've had to delete streams because as a performer of any kind, you become self-aware. So when I first started doing it, didn't care as much. Start doing it more. You start listening back to some recordings or some streams and you go like, oh man, like that was pure cringe. But you're live. Sometimes my streams, the longest stream I did was 9.5 hours. So
to try and
talk that long and go an entire, like a work day plus overtime and keep talking without saying something embarrassing. I just set a rule. I'm like, dude, sometimes you're going to eat the shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yep. If you have a 9-hour stream that went great, but at the 4.5-hour mark, someone in multiplayer in chat popped up on the screen and said something stupid, eat it. Eat it.
Yeah, no, failure is good for the soul. Yeah.
Well, I ended up doing that with, for a fundraiser, I watched the entire Twilight Saga with someone. And somebody in that movie has a name, and then I just, as a casual remark, I was like, oh, that name brings up this last name. And I was like, oh, is this blah, blah, blah? And then I was like, hold on. This is an important historical figure. Oh, shit. This has to do with racism. Oh, shit. This is an extraordinarily important figure in the racist history of America.
Sure. Yeah.
And I've just like announced dismissively my ignorance and then realized it 5 seconds too late. That stream is gone.
Sure. And it happens.
Yeah.
And at first, I was getting rid of anything that went wrong, because there are so many hot topic things, like Twitch right now is in yet another crisis with some kind of bot rating or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been seeing that.
Honestly, like, I realized, like, just like anything, like, I'm a small fish in a big-ass pond, and, like, the mm-hmm. likelihood of this even affecting me is very minimal. Like, mm-hmm. how often are international hackers going after your bank account with a grand in it? Like, they're going after big banks. So I just tried to do it and not worry about it. It's the same way, like, I used to do stand-up comedy. It's been a grip since I've done it, Jenna. Like, sure. Like you. It's been a
grip. We've played this game, yeah.
I remember it. Yeah, it was very rough and it was very scary, but you get up on that stage and sometimes there's a drunk girl at the bar that just starts shitting on you. So you make her Jesus. Feel bad by telling jokes about your dead grandpa that you just got, you know, and all this shit.
Yeah.
And then you just flip it right back on them.
Yeah, I felt really upset about that, by the way. If you could just not do that to me again, I'd really appreciate it.
I thought you looked familiar.
Yeah. No, we
does
have
that
all
mean that Jenna's had a date like that.
we have all dealt with hecklers, especially James.
They're just called
salsa.
Yeah. Yes, actually. Here's the worst part about this is that I was in the audience and salsa heckled me. I wasn't even on the fucking stage. He heckled me.
That's the reverse heckle.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Meta heckle.
Yep, I do that.
It's like reverse cowgirl, but a lot less fun.
So back in the day for me, which is like 2001, I played in... Okay, in Arizona, there was like a really weird, like late 70s, 80s punk rock resurgence. Everyone got really into that.
Yeah.
And so, because of the reverse heckle, I was in an audience one time, and you know how it, like, you watch the old Sex Pistols videos, like, of their live performances, and the audience is like gobbing and spitting at them and throwing shit at them? I think the band had the wrong idea, and the band freaked out and started throwing shit at the audience. The drummer had it out for me for some reason and threw a goddamn crash cymbal right at my head like a ninja star. And it just reminded me, it's like, that's reverse heckling taken to the extreme.
Yeah.
Yep. I guess they thought that someone was going to do it to them and got impatient. They did it first.
That's...
Okay!
That was the choice that was made.
The sips of my third 7.3 beer on a Tuesday have gone to my head.
I feel like there's only one thing really to say at this point, and that is it's time for a Fast Five.
Oh, I wonder if Leg's gonna fuck that.
Yes, you do. Okay. Well, let's try this one more time. Okay, get ready. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? You ready?
Wait. All right.
Okay, now.
It's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from Stefan. He's really
senpai.
Following through with his promise, I see. We start third weekend Fast Five questions. Stefan says, once more, unto the breach, friends. I definitely find it easier to think of weird Fast Five questions while you're discussing ones I've sent in previously. This scares me already.
Yes.
Kind of like a weird game of call and response. Anyway, shit. Okay, here we go.
This might be real fun for Jeff Droid, because you don't do fast, so we'll see.
This is. This is, okay. Well, no, some of these might Anyway, here we go. Question number one.
What? It made no noise.
It made no noise.
Yes, it did.
Do you have noise canceling on and it's not picking up on it?
Yeah. He's got Tim Wick disorder.
you seriously not hear that?
Nope. A fucking thing.
Are you? Oh.
Do it as loud as you want. It's not your voice. Turn off noise canceling.
I'll add it in post. Okay,
yeah,
so
fix it in post.
Tulsa's gonna have to
claim his last fucking words.
No. This is gonna happen. Okay, I'm gonna so pretend that is dinging. Okay, here we go.
Pretend ding.
Okay, question number one. Pretend ding. Nail upon the top.
All right.
Or way off the mark.
Way off the mark.
I have to go nail upon the top.
I mean, nail upon the top is very important.
Yes.
But
it is a part of apropos of nothing lore, so.
It is.
Nail upon the top?
Yeah. As in,
we need an explanation.
Somebody says something and they hit the nail upon the top.
Yeah.
It was
nail upon the right top. On the nose.
Yeah. A very long time ago, we used to read our spam comments. And one of them was essentially like a scam that started with, "Dear friend, I believe you have really hit the nail upon the top," as opposed to like, you know,
nail on the head.
Nail on the head, right?
Exactly that.
Yeah, but nail upon the top
yeah. is from AON lore.
You remember where that came from? Because I forgot years ago.
Here's the best part. We're pretty sure that the hacking, which deleted the site and all previous episodes, may have been from reading spam.
Possibly. No.
Look, all I'm saying is completely unrelated. I feel like my liver is pretty well done.
I'm going with nail upon it.
Rare.
Nail upon the top.
Yeah, I think that's the only answer here.
Nail upon the top is quite good. Okay.
All right. Question number two. Pretending.
Pretending.
Monday.
Pretending.
Friday.
Which is the harder day in a four-day week.
No, absolutely. No. Not in a four-day week. This is Labor Day Monday or Festival Friday.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I see. What
I
see.
I disagree. I believe the question is, fuck, I forgot. Shit.
A thing. Yeah. It's,
No. I'm waiting to hear what Jenna has to say.
Oh, shit.
I gave up. You're going to be waiting for a while. Wait, hold on.
No. I'll wait.
Hey.
I haven't belched once, and I have drank more beer on a Tuesday than I have drank on a Tuesday in a long, many Tuesdays.
The explanation is that some of us are professionals.
Yeah.
Yo, I can bust a fucking belch. If I really try, I can get a fart out, but...
if you don't have a fart covered, you're just being crass.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
All right, so
I think
it was Monday or Friday?
Monday or Friday, yes.
When do you do your laundry from Oktoberfest weekend?
Oh, shit, that's a good question.
Yeah. The answer is Tuesday, but I think that's closer to Monday, so I'll go with that.
Closer to Monday, yeah. I try to do it as close to getting home, because otherwise, like... As bad as the stuff in my hamper is, it doesn't deserve that.
Well, it's full of sweat, and it might have been rained on, and you don't want it to get moldy. You need to get that.
It's the concern about mold that really, I'm on top of that.
Yeah. Mildew, yeah. Jeff Droid, thoughts, feelings, answers, questions, emotions?
Confusion.
Mostly.
Mostly.
You have to choose A or B.
I am
welcome
choosing
to the fast five.
I am choosing
we
Monday.
Don't even... You're
Monday?
Choosing Monday. Do you have a particular context that's helping, or are you just choosing?
Yes. What day of the week is this podcast not occurring on?
Oh, yeah, that's
in that case, Friday.
Monday. And it's related to you guys and the AON podcast?
Often, but not always.
Possibly. Yeah.
It could be
like it's related to Fest, possibly, but...
I'm just going to stick with Monday, then.
Okay. Cool. So we've got a Monday. We've got Monday. James, you said...
Monday.
Yeah, we got Mondays all around.
Oh, okay. Shit. In a four-person episode.
Whoa. Okay. Question number three. Question number three.
Dang!
French doors or...
Pretending!
Or single door.
What? Hold on. Try that again.
No. Question number three.
There.
Dang!
Pretending.
Ding.
French doors.
I'm so glad you found the game. Okay.
French doors are those are like single doors, but they have tongue, right?
No, God. James, why?
Salsa is clearly playing a sound that we cannot hear.
He's really hoping that at some point it's just going to start working.
You know
working.
What would be absolutely amazing, by the way, is if the recording was picking it up, but you couldn't hear it?
Well, there's just an insane amount of dings happening, and it's just going constantly, like,
yes!
So fucking loud because we can't hear it, so
but the thing is,
right
I
next
know,
to the mic.
I know which button he was pressing, and it wasn't the ding, it was the bomb. No, nothing. Not a fucking thing.
Nope.
Yeah, you are Tim Wick doing a vilification tennis game right
oh,
now.
No, the best part is when we did the big fun radio fun time, he knew exactly how to fix it for my sound effects.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now I know why.
Yeah. Okay, so single door, French doors. I love when you have French doors that open into like a den or like a sunroom or a side room of some sort. I think it's absolutely glorious. I would rather have an office, like a home office with French doors than I would a single door.
That's a pretty fucking great answer.
Because I'm pretty fucking great.
That's what I heard in the bathroom anyway.
Yeah, where else would you hear that kind of thing?
Right?
Yes, Elsa?
So, my wife and I are house hunting, and we looked at a house that I really, 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 really liked. But my wife did not. And if it is not the right house for both of us, it is not the right house for either of us.
Right.
But
very prophetic.
So I will not lie, a little disappointed. However, this house had French doors that went from the dining room into like the solarium. And and I did very much love that. But I will say, if I am going to dramatically sweep into a room, French doors are the way to go. You can dramatically sweep into a room with a single door, but with French doors...
I think I have context for this. And Salsa, you helped, so I'm going to give you partial credit. Would you rather make a grand entrance into a room with French doors or a grand exit by slamming a single door?
Oh, that's good. And I am still going to go with the entrance because I will not slam a door even as an exit.
Can you slam a French door?
Not well.
I mean, it's the two closing doors of the French.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I feel like comedically slamming a French door would be brilliant.
I feel like Steve Martin could pull that off. Yeah.
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 That is a Steve Martin move.
That
like
is
slam the door and then be just like, excuse me, I just got to get to the other side here. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. The French door.
Yeah, sheepishly closing the second door is fucking comedically amazing.
Just but, gold.
I recall an incident with Taffy or Angus, where I was descended the staircase from the gate, and I overheard a conversation having 100 yards away, where they said, something, and a bunch of fucking drama queens. No context for anything that he was saying, but I was like, well, I never, and then stormed through the door out into the area just inside the gate and slammed the door around the info booth behind me and heard them dying with laughter inside. So I have to choose single door because
okay,
that
you
was,
gotta go for
that
slam.
Was the implement.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
All right.
I'm gonna go single door, and the only context I have is that after we came back from the break, I had gotten a little honked after the break, and somewhere between question one and question this one, I understand what the question in the game is now. So single door, right. It's like a single door opened, and suddenly I'm back.
Ooh.
Yay!
Fair enough.
Honk All time right. is over.
All right. Question number four.
Bang!
Pretending. Go for it. Yep, there we are. don't be shy about that shit.
No one sent me the fucking PDF.
No, I'm allowing ample time.
Contrary to Jenna's entire existence, there isn't one.
No.
Question number four.
I literally tried to put together documentation on this, and it has not worked. I have actively tried.
It's going crazy.
Come up with a thing.
Wait, no. Oh, it's making a sound. It's making the burp sound.
I heard the burp sound.
You heard the burp. Yeah, we hear the burp.
Okay, question number four.
There it is. Can you pretend that was me since I didn't get one in?
Oh, shit.
I want to splice that into all of the previous ones now.
Just the endless stream of burp.
It's on top of the thing that didn't get recorded. It's so fucking good.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, this poor baby noodle.
Try them all. Try them all right now because my bet is
There are 16 buttons, though.
Yep.
16 days of Christmas. Nope.
Oh, and they don't play automatically either.
This is the clap, so it goes on forever.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that one.
No, nothing. Not a fucking thing.
The applause goes on forever.
Yeah. Oh, we got
a little for sure.
Okay, yep, we got a little bit. Yeah,
a little bit there.
Okay.
Yep.
No, nothing there.
No.
Nope.
Uh-uh.
Nope.
We got like a bomb. That was it. Nope. Nope. Nothing. Fuck, this is great for our audience. No, nothing.
No, but they get to play.
Apropos of nothing.
Wait, was that a thing?
What's happening?
Do that one again.
A red voice square. Yeah, what?
Do it again one more time.
It's shave and a haircut.
Yeah, it is. Okay, here.
No, nothing.
Oh!
A A touch of the boing. Nope.
Nope.
Okay.
That was a whistle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a whistle there.
Yeah, we only got a whistle out of that.
Fart.
Burp, yep. We got.
Oh, yeah, okay, so the burp is the consistent one.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Okay,
well, so from the beginning. All right.
Yeah,
okay. Give us
question number one.
Question number one.
God damn it.
Burp on the top.
No.
Or way off the
mark. No.
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 I refute.
No. Bad salsa. Don't actually follow through on our threats.
Yeah, no. Sometimes I am just joking. The universe needs to stop taking me seriously about this.
Okay. Shut up, everyone.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Question number four.
There we go.
Crimbo or Yule?
Oh, fuck.
This one's easy for me.
Yeah?
I'm going to go with Yule. For the simple reason that no one ever uses the word Yule unless they are referring to the Yule log, which is on fire.
Ooh, fire is a good answer. Especially since like you are fire.
And I think everybody just lagged out on me. Motherfucker.
Nope. No, we're still here.
Are you the one that can't see us?
Fucking serious.
Oh my God, this is hilarious.
You're fine. Yep.
You actually look more pissed than you did 5 seconds ago. Yeah. So I know you're updating in real time.
Somebody sent him a message and asked him if his mute button is on.
So, listeners, what happened earlier during the break as we tried to start up was that we were all talking and Salsa was talking, but we couldn't hear him. And so,
anytime.
God damn it, he's back.
No, he isn't. He still can't hear us.
Wait, can you hear us now?
There we go. They're back.
Okay.
Hello.
Fuck.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
Listeners, you're not getting the rest of that story, but I bet you can infer from context.
Yes.
So where did you last hear?
Question number five, or question number four, it was
Crimbo or Yule?
Crimbo or Yule.
Yule, because the Yule log is on fire, and that's the only time people use the word Yule.
Yes, the only time everybody uses the word Yule is a Yule log, and it's on fire.
Yes.
And then Twins made a comment about the fire around your head.
We didn't hear any of that.
No.
You didn't.
We did. You didn't.
Yep. Right.
You're wreathed in fire.
I am.
All right. Yes.
What?
Your backdrop.
You are.
Your backdrop has it look like you have a halo of fire. I thought that was intentional. Oh. Now I'm assuming it's just the most lucky happenstance to ever happen.
Because it's not just where he's sitting, it's how he's sitting. It's because he leant back in his chair at a jaunty angle that he has a Christ-like halo of fire.
I was getting vibes. What's that like late 90s album where there's like the girl with the piercings and stuff?
Godsmack.
Like, Godsmack. I was getting Godsmack vibes.
Yeah. Okay. I don't actually look at myself when I'm doing any of this. Mm. So I don't, yeah.
Oh, no, it's just a happy coincidence.
Yeah.
Anyway, fire. That's my answer.
Well, that's
okay. Good.
I'm going to say Yule, because if I say Yule, people know what the fuck I'm talking about. But if I say Crimbo, they go, what?
Right, and that is actually my question. Like, I've always thought that Crimbo was...
I think it's a UK thing.
Is it what? A UK thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
UK. Yeah. I think so.
I have some people I'm going to have to ask about this. But like, I always thought it was like, well, now I'm just confused. Well, now you've confused me. Well, now I'm going Crimbo.
I don't know really how confused you can be. James is absolutely right. It's just a UK slang for Christmas.
For Christmas, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
Well, okay.
Awesome.
Like, just that's what it is.
Yeah. I wasn't 100% sure, but the only people who haven't been like, I'm sorry, what the fuck did you say? We're from the UK, so I figured they knew.
No, really? it's just, yeah, it's British slang for Christmas. It's,
okay.
It's just cool. All right.
I am less confused because I always just thought it was another way of saying Christmas. I just, then you said UK, and then I was like, oh God, is this a UK thing? It's a UK slang, but not like a UK holiday. Yeah. Or something. Okay.
If someone comes up to you and they pointedly say, Merry Christmas, and you're like, Joyous Yule, then they don't know what the fuck to do.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you wish people Do you wish people a Merry Crimbo? No, this is a real question now. Do you wish people a Merry Crimbo or a Happy Crimbo?
It's a Merry Crimbo.
I think it's Happy Crimbo because in the UK it's Happy Christmas.
So I'll wait for Jenna to finish because I have a counter to you, James.
I'll wait for Jenna to finish because I have been punished for not doing so.
I was finished. That was my question.
I was close to a sip of beer getting spit on my monitor, James.
All right, then.
Yeah, no, that was legitimately my question. Is it Happy Crimbo or Merry Crimbo?
I believe it's Merry Crimbo, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
I mean, Salsa is the only other person of
Joyous Crimbo.
Ooh, I like Joyous Crimbo. No one would say that, but I like it.
Glorious Crimbo.
You know what, James, Salsa, I hope you guys have an acceptable Crimbo. Ooh.
I hope you have a proper Crimbo, you Muppet.
Hey.
Proper Crimbo.
I hope you have an average Crimbo, bud.
I hope you have an S-ranked Crimbo.
Oh, S-ranked? Shit!
Yes! Fuck.
Fuck. Yeah, we need to Twitch stream Crimbo ratings.
My Crimbo rating is like 17 plus.
Yeah, no, that's good, but I still got to go with Yule, I think.
All right.
I'm going Crimbo because it's a Tim and Eric thing.
Fair. Nope.
Yeah, you lost.
That would explain it.
Lost me on that one.
I have tons of friends who are super deep into Tim and Eric, and they love the Eric Andre show, and they love, and I just,
Oh, I've it's tried. Absurdist. It's absurdist so to the hard. Point of borderline, like, mental brain damage, but.
Oh, see, I love the old, like, Freakazoid. I love Earthworm Jim, Invader Zim. I love a lot of the, like, random as fuck stuff, but Tim and Eric hurts me.
And you're not the only person I've talked to that feels that way.
Yeah.
James, just when I thought you were irredeemable, you go and say things that are so beautiful, like Tim and Eric are shit.
I don't know anything
whenever
about
Whenever I see something... Go ahead, Jenna.
So when you guys say Tim and Eric, there are two things that pop into my mind. Either it is the director and director of Vilification Temes,
or it
is the previous artistic director and the assistant artistic director of Fearless. That's what pops into my mind.
Ooh, yeah. No, I love them.
Because
they are enemies of the podcast.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Crimbo.
Go Crimbo. That's the hashtag. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Salsa.
I fucking lost you again. Here we go.
Salsa has returned.
Yay.
Can you hear us now?
Nope. Question number four.
Okay.
Ding.
Question. Question. Ding? Stop!
I'm so happy right now.
Now I sound like my fucking Twitch chat.
Oh, God, Jenna's broken. Or somebody's car alarm is going off. Wait, this is my favorite DJ.
God damn it. Thank you. That was beautiful. It brought a little tear to my eye.
Oh, you done?
I'm fucking, dude, I'm finished.
Question number 5.
Dang. Dang, fuck, shit. God, fuck.
Wired or wireless?
Wired or wireless?
Did I seriously fucking lose you guys again?
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Nope.
This is gonna be the best recording ever.
If Craig
next
is
on a very special episode.
Oh, there we go. You're back.
Oh, thank goodness.
I.
Where did I go just now, Salsa?
You went to the fucking place you deserve to be.
Oh, it was full of boobs.
You can't, thank goodness. You fucking deserve, Murray.
Did you hear? Did you hear what I said? Or
wired or wireless?
Wireless.
Wired or wireless? Okay. Yes.
Which headset do you prefer? I prefer wireless because I like to walk around.
Official fencing with the electrical connection to the tips and jackets and everything, or balloon fencing that doesn't use the electrical connection.
Balloon fencing, which is still wireless, so I'm good either way.
Yeah.
After a lifetime of troubleshooting peripherals and technical support, wireless versus wired, I'll troubleshoot wired any day.
That's a
is
really
is it
fucking
plugged in?
Point.
You need a new one if it is.
Yeah, no, that's
man.
A really
the
good
number
point.
Of times that I have found out that somebody's USB is plugged into the Ethernet port.
Dude, it doesn't even fit.
It fits. Is the
oh,
problem.
Oh, God. Oh,
you know, there was a lot of jokes that went through my head, and then I just said, nah.
There was actually the place that James when
I
James
had a
and date I worked
with that
together. No, James and I, we worked together
something like that, Jenna.
A long many moons ago. The first place we worked together, one of the things they had us ask people was not is it plugged in, but where is it
that.
Plugged in?
That.
That was very, they were very specific in their training. Don't say, is it plugged in? Ask, where is it yep. plugged in?
Right. Old technical support joke. Is your modem plugged into the wall? This modem didn't come with a wall.
I very literally overheard a call when I worked for, Apple. The call was, your phone isn't charging? The charger's plugged into the phone? Okay. What is the other end plugged into? Okay, have a great day.
Yep.
It's wired it out. Yep.
It's wireless, but what does the wireless thing plug
so
into?
So I am... Didn't we have this question like last week or something like that?
Look, but I wasn't after... here last week.
About charging, charging a phone?
I don't think it's about charging.
No, but I'm just asking. Didn't we have this question recently about charging a phone, wired or wireless? When you're at your
yes.
desk,
yes,
oh,
charging
yeah.
wireless or
which
yeah.
I found out I
shit.
Can't
what
actually.
Did we think it was?
I found out we can't actually charge my phone wirelessly, so now I'm extra sad.
It's an older phone, or
what do we think? Now I'm trying to remember what we thought the context was, because maybe that's the context this time. Fuck. Well, it'll be a surprise. It's a secret to everyone.
So when I'm working out at the Renaissance Festival, I use a wireless mic because I am moving around. I'm doing a lot of things. I'm laying on a bed of fucking deck screws. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm active, so I need to be able to have the mobility. When I'm on stage, something about having that microphone on a stand with a cable attached to it, where you can kind of play with the cable as you're talking to the audience and futz with that. Like, there's something very grounding about that.
Literally.
Yes, very much so. That even when you've got a wireless microphone on a stand, you don't have that same grounding, you know.
Long story short, there was a fencing tournament. All right.
Who won? It's a ramp, not a door. So I go to a wireless.
Ramp door.
It is the ramp door, yes. I need to make those badges.
You guys disappoint me.
I believe that's the theme of the podcast, Jenna.
Oh,
yeah. I lowered my bar really, really hard to be here.
There we go.
Thank you. Somebody was paying attention.
I didn't think it could get any lower, but then here we are.
Mm-hmm. Well played.
Here we are, limboing under it. Mm-hmm. All right. So wired or wireless? I'm going to go wireless. I think. Based on the fencing context.
Therefore, you are.
I really hope Stefan Senpai has figured us out and is just asking us the same question, number 5, over and over again.
Holy shit.
Knowing that we won't listen to ourselves or that we will know what the hell we said the last time.
Because then he would be asking us.
It would be brilliant. It would be brilliant.
That is what's happening. That's what's happening.
I think he's going to ask us Eastern or Western Dragon next.
Oh, God. Okay. Sure. Fuck.
For fuck's sake. All right.
God damn it.
The Eastern Dragon is wireless, and the Western Dragon is wireless.
The Eastern Dragon brings you eggs. The Western Dragon brings you ribs.
Western.
Yeah, going Western on that one. Okay. Hey, did we do it? Did we get through all 5 of these fucking things?
We did.
I swear to God, this bottle was a lot more full when I started.
Oh, I've got one beer, and I've been debating for the last 20 minutes. I'm like, now or after? And I'm like, when do I need
it? If not now, then when?
Now, I'll go get it. I just didn't want to be.
Exactly.
Look, I use a push to talk, so I didn't want to like interrupt the conversation.
No.
I gotta go get a beer, guys.
If not now, when?
What? I can't get philosophical, dude. I'm gonna get so honked after this. I'm gonna get so honked.
I've got Wait. Fest voice so bad right now, and like laughing until I'm literally dying.
Stefan wraps this email up by saying, "Cheers, Stefan." And now we open up the second email.
Okay.
And a reference. Stefan says, "And now for something completely different."
Oh,
just spicy pony head.
Just kidding.
Oh shit.
All right. Question number 1. Nail upon the top or way off the mark?
Oh.
When the hosts are puzzling out a Fast 5 question without context, is it more fun when their guesses are right on the money or completely out of left field?
Oh.
That's a really good fucking question.
I feel like it's gotta be way out of left field. It's gotta be, because Right on the Mark is funny. You know, it's like, oh yeah, they kind of got, but like we I don't know if you heard this one, Droid, but we thought somebody was proposing a couple weeks ago, and we made
one. I don't think I did catch that one. That seems like it would have been one that kind of got like committed to memory a little.
It was definitely, there was commitment. Yeah.
Was it like one of those awkward things that comes in and like midway through you realize that you're reading like a ransom or a serial killer letter?
It was both.
Yes. A ransom serial killer murder wedding.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
I can get down with that. I am going to go get that last beer. I'll be right back.
Do that
thing. My kitchen is 2 seconds that way.
Play that funky music, white boy.
But like, I don't know. I love both, but what I really like is, regardless of whether or not we get it right away or we don't, I like the conversation that happens around it.
Yeah.
I like,
absolutely.
For
me,
it's the sussing it out more than anything else. So,
I think Mark probably
has more conversations. So I'll go.
Really, I thought you were gonna say right on the nail on the top.
I as someone who has experienced Fast Fives from both sides, on a larger timescale, who was a long time listener and is now a long time host. Almost, but not quite half.
Jenna, you haven't told him he's still on a probationary period.
Look, I keep meaning to bring it up, but then
you haven't removed
like
the ankle
really monitor. And then,
so
anyway,
I got a cousin that can remove ankle monitors.
So anyway, yes, Jen.
I think when the hosts come up with a context, there is a significant chance of me, as someone writing the Fast Five, going, oh shit, that's the question I should have asked. When they're way off in the weeds, but just like, oh fuck, that's a really good question.
The thing is, James, is that you are often way out in the weeds.
Like, yes, that is.
And that's
where
just
I live.
Kind of where you live. So I just assume you're more comfortable with that.
That might be. That could easily be.
I feel like when we nail it, there's like that aha moment. But when we go out into God knows where territory.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get really serious that this has to be it. Like that's where the true magic is, I feel.
Okay. Yes.
That's the miracle of Christmas.
Yeah. Yes.
Hakuna Matata?
Okay. Sorry. Yule.
That's a callback.
Ooh.
Yes, that one's a callback. Yes.
That is. Yes.
Look at us doing the comedy.
All right.
Nail upon the top.
Stand up begins now.
Nail up on the top.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, absolutely. Got it in two.
Fuck. All right.
Speaking of twos, question number two. Monday or Friday? Okay. Which day of the week feels like it is easier to get work done?
Oh shit.
I was out of my mind, but Monday sticks. Oh. Yeah, Monday. I went with Monday, and Monday is definitely you know why? You feel motivated to work on a Monday. Like on a Friday, you feel motivated to fuck off.
No, absolutely Friday for me.
Friday for me too, and I'll tell you why. College term paper rationale.
Okay.
You know, I've got 4 days. I can do this. Tomorrow, I'm going to get my resources And then Wednesday, I'm going to start writing the things down. And then Thursday, I'm going to edit it. I'm going to turn it in early Friday morning. Friday night, you are in the library. You are on fire, literally and metaphorically. You turn in a half-researched, pulled out of your ass paper, and you get a B plus Friday.
So Monday, I start work, and I was like, "Oh my god, I have all of these things that need to get done, and if I don't start them now, because my job is telling other people to do their job, Friday is going to be too late." So I have to start like Monday. I am like, okay, what meetings do I need to set up that haven't been set up yet? Who canceled on me last minute that I need to go yell at? What do I, because my job is to get other people to work throughout the week. So if I don't do that on Monday, Friday's way too late. I just missed an entire week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you tell me on Monday to get it done, it gets done on Friday. If you tell me on Friday to get it done, it gets done on the following Friday.
No, I'm with James on this one. On Monday morning, I spend the first hour looking at my emails, my work emails, and then the next hour is answering those emails, and then I will work on some stuff. By Friday, I'm in my groove. I wake up on Friday morning. I'm like, this is what I've got. This is the things I did yesterday. This is where I am tomorrow. I want to have things ready for the weekend so that the weekend doesn't become the next Monday. I want to get that all done. This is what I need to do. Friday, I'm motivated to get things happening. Like James said, I want to get that term paper done before it becomes the weekend. Monday,
fuck. The vast majority of my work is, in fact, responding to emails, which is what you said you get done within the first couple of hours on a Monday. So,
yeah, my Monday is mostly triage, ticket grabbing, and setting up the appointments where I will actually do work in the remainder of the week.
I want to clarify.
My job is to set up meetings and respond to emails. So,
I want to clarify one point. When I say read my emails, I mean
delete them all.
Eventually, get to my email. Yes.
Stare at the screen until blood forms on your forehead.
When I say read my emails for the first hour, what I mean is left click, mark all as read. Watch TV.
God. Oh, you're the worst. The fucking worst.
Because my job is a combination of like sorting stuff out from the inboxes and doing triage and assigning things. And that's sort of stuff that I can do in a coma. And
see, I have auto filters.
And I am I not have auto filters to my do that. Goddamn day job.
Yeah,
I will go into a coma.
All right.
That's very fair.
Fair enough. All right. Question number three.
Jesus.
Wait, I'm so sorry. I am just fascinated by the tiny snake that James has had the whole time.
Isn't
well, not the whole time. It came through about halfway.
Yeah, that's Linguini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I won't lie and be like, oh, I'm a huge reptile fan. But my wife and I, we had a bearded dragon for about 3 years, and it unfortunately got sick with like a disease that you couldn't repair, and it died.
Yeah.
But like, it was one of, I would say it was, if not the most interesting and unique pet we've ever had. Because to be a reptile owner, you're like, oh, you just look at them like lizards. And then one day you're like, oh, this thing has like tons of personality.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Like, this is an adorable fucking snake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Is pretty danger fucking adorable.
Now? Danger noodles.
No, he's a snuggle string.
Snuggle string. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Is Linguini leucistic or?
No, he's a banana ball.
Right, but is he leucistic or is he an albino?
Oh, I guess leucistic then.
Okay.
He's so not an albino.
So he's a leucistic corn.
He's not a corn.
I'm sorry, not a corn.
He's a ball, and his morphology leucistic is ball, banana yes. ball. Well, leucistic is a different morphology.
Yes, I know.
We measure snakes by how many corns they are long now.
No, there's a
like in that corn. Case, he's a little husky.
Ah, oh, you fucking fat
God
fuck.
Damn it. Fuck you, I'm out.
It has been the last five that's taken 35 fucking years.
Done.
Sometimes a fast five is a slow three out. Against the bar. That's
yes.
Jenna's out.
Yep.
She's done. All right.
Yep. She can't ask me to leave. I'm in my own home. So she's pulled the ripcord.
No, legitimately, I'm not as familiar with the ball morphology as is leucistic, but the banana and leucistic are not the same.
Correct.
Okay. Yep.
Leucistic has like an opalescence.
Yes.
As far as I'm aware, again, not an expert, but I know I looked at like fucking 50, 60 snakes before we decided on linguini.
I'll have to look into it.
So anyway, God damn it, James.
Yeah.
Little husky.
Next question.
Oh, right. Sorry.
What we were doing.
Question number three, French doors or single door? I seriously have gone through more of this bottle of Sailor Cherries than I intended to.
My champagne's over there. We've got to pick it up.
Do you prefer refrigerators with two doors that open out or just one door?
Oh, shit.
Oh. I like the two door. It just seems classier.
No. Give me one door. Because one door, I open it, I can see everything. I don't need to go open one door and go, where's the milk? Well, it might be on the other side, I guess. And then open the other door. No, one door, one door. I'm lazy. One door.
See,
that's all I want to do.
Here's the thing, Salsa. This might shock and surprise you, but my refrigerator is exceptionally organized. So I don't go, where's the milk? I go, the milk is in this exact spot where I always keep my milk.
I don't want to shock you, but I have kids.
What?
I think Jenna has one kid, at least.
I have an adult.
No. It's not the same. Jenna never had a kid.
Multiple cells.
No.
Jenna gave birth to a fully formed 40-year-old woman.
Yes.
That's true. My daughter is definitely way older than I am.
I have two
Discord
kids.
Shit the bed on me for a second. So what I heard was Jenna had birth to a 40-year-old woman.
Yes.
And I'm going to put that as lore now. That is correct. That is lore.
Jenna plopped out a 40-year-old woman. That's what she did.
Cool.
Correct.
You watched your wife give birth to two children and you went with plopped, really. Okay.
Because my wife plopped our kids because my two kids both have ADD and are fucking insane. And the milk is never where it should be.
We are witnessing the end of Salsa. I am honored.
He's imploding.
I have this
effect on people. This isn't you.
You know that Always Sunny in Philadelphia meme with the guy with the cigarette and the whole
Charlie Day when he's like Snowy Pilpa.
That is what my kids are going to do to me.
Well, there's that.
I feel like it's already happened. Like I've watched you on a webcam live over the course of like 3 hours now, and you've aged. Is all I'm gonna say.
Oh, fuck!
Fuck the other questions. I'm out.
I love that Jeff Droid says that immediately after the final question.
This was question three, you motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
I know
Jesus Christ, James.
I know that counting.
It just seems like it's been a long
James,
time.
James, this just proves to me that you don't count.
He can't count.
Jesus fucking Christ. Question number four.
Oh, my answer is French door.
Shut the fuck up.
If you were offered $1 million, but for 1 year you could not refer to December 25th as Christmas, which alternative name would be easier for you to use instead?
Crimbo.
Crimbo, because it's the same thing.
Yule for me.
Yeah, I say Crimbo or Crimbo.
I've already used it in real life, and people know what I'm talking about because of fucking Tim and Eric. Like, Merry Crimbo, bro, and they're like, yeah, you too, asshole.
Going with Yule. All right. Question number five, wired or wireless? What is your preferred style of earbuds?
Earbuds, not headphones, wired, but earbuds.
Every time.
I'm going to say I was close.
Specifically.
I don't do earbuds. I don't like them.
I've never had wireless earbuds, so I'm going to go wired.
I've had terrible luck with wireless earbuds, so I have to go with wired earbuds.
I will always take wired over wireless regardless.
Fair enough.
Literally everything that I am communicating to you guys has a wire coming out of it. Like, I'm not kidding. Everything that I am using right now has a wire coming out of it.
Jeffroid has a catheter.
I've got that thing right up.
Yep. I will 100%
9-hour Twitch stream.
I will 100% lose a wireless earbud within the first 10 minutes. Sure. Absolutely.
Well, and you've got kids, right? And those earbuds are like candy for them. I think as soon as Apple announced the wireless earbuds, the hospital announced the first dead kid from a wireless earbud.
Yeah, they're old enough to not eat them, but they are
old enough to not swallow them. Yeah, I get it.
No. They are old enough to not eat them, but they are absolutely not old enough to find them to be a fantastic toy to bring outside.
Oh, dude, I remember when I was five, He-Man versus the wireless earbud was my jam. I fucking killed three people. I can see them. Apropos audience, you can't see them. The stream is mine. I got this.
Well,
now.
I know what my fear smells like.
Welcome to the Droidanoid podcast, everybody.
Or rather, I know what my beer tastes like from my nose.
Coming up.
I had
that beer both ways now.
When I was a kid back in the 80s, I had three He-Man toys. I had He-Man, Skeletor, and the guy whose upper torso would spin around.
Oh,
and they were the best.
Was that Man-At-Arms?
No, it was a guy who like
I remember the spinning around. I just can't remember who it was.
Yeah. We're about to find out.
All right. Oh shit. I'm getting called out in the follow up here. I don't know. I just saw my name a few times. So Stefan says, with everyone getting into streaming, I want to see Salsa stream a game. Hey, I'm going to be doing that soon.
Nice. Cyclone. The guy's name is Cyclone.
Yes, it was Cyclone. Yes. Stefan knows me so well. Fuck you, Stefan. I love you.
Okay, read this, Salsa. Come on.
With everyone getting into streaming, I want to see Salsa stream a game. But someone else is actually running the stream, manning the chat, and providing commentary, with Salsa doing nothing to acknowledge that he's online or that people are watching him play.
Christ, that's funny.
Is this getting too postmodern?
No, it's like Richard Attenborough.
Yeah, no, this is like when you go to like an art gallery and they just turn all the lights off, but there is really like art in there, but you can't see it.
I'm thinking of the wrong Attenborough. It's David Attenborough that does the...
What did you say? Yes. Richard Attenborough?
I said Richard, who's Jurassic Park. That's Jurassic Park Attenborough.
And dead.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
you can't have the dead guy do
different
it.
For, I mean,
well, yeah, you know what? Hey, yeah. I mean, it's not going to be the first body I did.
So, James, what I'm hearing is you need to come over and manage the stream while I actually play the game.
Well, you do nothing except just lose yourself in a video game.
You know he doesn't have to actually come over to manage that, right? Like...
Salsa does not understand this.
Okay.
Can we do like an audience participation vote on what the game is, though? Because my vote's for Second Life.
Oh, okay. But
as someone with a Second Life account, I object for 5,000 reasons.
I wasn't making fun of it. I've also had a Second Life account.
No, you should make fun of it, but also.
That's a social game, isn't it, you fucker?
Yeah,
because I'm totally...
shower with your dad simulator. Then
no, like honestly, I'm probably going to stream things.
Dream
like...
daddy.
No, I'm probably going to stream things like Rogue Legacy.
Too. Wait, my webcam's too wide.
Yeah. Anyway, Stefan says, "I hope you survived the long weekend." Stefan Senpai, if you would like to send in a fast five, please send two emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. The first one should include the choices, and the second one, repeat those choices, please, so we don't have to go back and forth, and then give us the context. Who has a shout out?
I do.
Do it.
Shout out to the rookies who went through Academy this year and have joined the Festcast. Even more particularly, like they're all fantastic, but very specifically, those who are doing the Shakespeare show are fucking amazing. They are killing it with that show. I saw people, they were trying to set the expectations and like lay out the comedy, you know, set the traps for the comedy later, and the audience wasn't getting it. They missed out on a fucking amazing show if they got up and left early. It's an absolutely unbelievable show.
Okay.
And good on them for having such a good show in their first fucking year.
Nice.
All right.
I have a shout out for Band-Aids. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but like Saturday, I finished my morning shift and I had like 3 blisters and was getting rubbed raw on the back of my heel because I didn't lace my boot proper. Thought I had. Turns out, not so much. And I put Band-Aids on all of the issues that I had. And by the time and replaced them throughout the course of the weekend, I did not have any blisters pop. There was no more rawness, and they're the most incredible inventions that we take for granted. So shout out to Band-Aids.
Fair enough.
I'm giving my shout out to Honey Sticks. Because holy shit, I spent a fairly significant amount at that booth the other day because after canceling my show because of esophageal fatigue, it was like we need to make this better, and so yeah, I many honey sticks were consumed on Monday.
I will give a shout out to my significant other, Ferris Fire. She is also a Twitch streamer.
Nice.
That is twitch.tv/ferrisfire.com. Or wait, no, that's not how that works. That's the it's just twitch.tv/ferrisfire. Anyway, she's the one that got me into streaming, and I made affiliate before her, so now I feel crappy. but it's her birthday month, and she's just a lot more shy than I am, and she really is doing a great job, so that's to her. Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do.
Ah, shit. I did a shout out, or I did a plug and a shout out. I fucked up.
No. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, I feel like you did double.
You're allowed to do both.
Yeah.
You did both. Yeah. My plug is for Vilification Tennis Gladiators, which is the September show coming up on the 24th. Again, show your vaccination card or a negative test result from the last certain number of hours. I think it's the last 48 hours, but check the website. Show up for a great time. Fuck, it was amazing to be back on stage. That audience had a blast. We had a blast giving them a show, and it's tremendous. It's just like the old days.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could say that I'm going to be streaming on Wednesday starting at 5 Central Time. But I don't think this podcast is going to get up before then. So instead, I'm going to say I'll be streaming every Wednesday around 5-ish with my family. And I figured out what went wrong with my chat application. So I might actually see when people chat me this time. That would be helpful. Nice. Also, I'm beginning to understand this whole push-to-talk function. Also helpful. I'm learning. But no, it's me, my brother, and my daughter. We're playing Valheim. And Jessa is building a mead hall right now. My brother has scouted out a new location for us to build another outpost. And I'm still trying to learn how to kill boars. So, you know, it's all very exciting. Come join us. We shit talk each other as only a family could.
Egg salad.
I will be posting that to the Apropos of Nothing Discord. So you should really join the Discord so that you know when I'm streaming. Or you could go follow my Twitch, twitch.tv/AuntieIla. Good luck spelling that. But that's where I'm at.
All right. I will be at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival doing shows. Go to the Sherwood stage, 11 o'clock, 12:30, 1:30, and 4. See me do awful, awful things to my throat. This coming weekend is the home opener for the hockey team that I work for.
Ooh, dang.
So if you live in the Minneapolis, St. Paul area or close enough to want to go to a hockey game sometime this season, go to magicianshockey.com. Go to a game. I would love to see you there as I do what I do at those games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything else, Jeff? What
about you? Yeah. Last shout out is for, or not shout out, but plug is for newvillagevideo.com, an up and coming video streaming and digital distribution rental service. You guys miss video stores? Like, yes. I'm starting to, like, for real. Like, for
not
real,
really.
For real. No. Not the whole bullshit about it, but just, like, the idea of going and picking out the movie. So check out newvillagevideo.com. It's a website that a good buddy of mine and business friend has been creating over the years during quarantine, which we're approaching 2 years. So he's been dicking around on this thing, making it into a digital video store. Check it out. It's really cool. And what's nice about it, you're going to find all of that content that isn't on YouTube or who, like, it's all the crap that, like, you like, remember Faces of Death? It's just like that kind of stuff, except without all the gore and violence. Like, it's not that. It's like that, but without that, if that makes sense.
I appreciate
sense.
This.
Check it out. Newvillagevideo.com.
And your Twitch stream?
Oh, yeah. I deleted my Twitch while we were doing this. No, I'm kidding. twitch.tv/droidannoyed.
Nice.
twitch.tv/droidannoyed. And I stream Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, and intermittently on the weekends as well.
All right, and we will be posting a link to that in the show notes. Not a problem. Is there any final thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to say bye-bye, love you, bye-bye-bye.
Wow, that was puberty just hit James.
You really did.
Face first.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who has been listening to this episode. Thank you to Droid Annoyed for being our very special guest and playing around with us on this Tuesday after a long weekend. I'm getting there. Jesus Christ, James.
Oh, what the fuck?
Thank you to Stefan for sending in a fast five. And on behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.